Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Another edition of Clanfidential, and it couldn't be anyone else but Jake Bolton. On the eve of a semifinal against your old team, the Guilford Flames, we wanted to catch up with you and see what makes you tick, pick your brain a little bit now as we're into January 2024 and certainly the stretch run, the second half of the season. So thanks for taking the time, Bolts.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, Morph.
You look at it, you had a great year that year with Guilford, and you know, you and I have talked. I mean, Paul Dixon is one of my favorite people in hockey, but whether it's an old team or an old coach, you're now a member of the Purple Army, and there'll be no friends come Saturday night.
No, we've played them a couple times already, and obviously I have even more of a chip on my shoulder against that team. You know, it's no matter how, you know, good terms you leave on, it's always someone you want to beat. You know, and you never want to be the guy that leaves the team and then loses with his new team. So, you know, it's a great situation. You know, I think it's a team that we've matched up against really well, but also, you know, a team that we certainly have been able to do well against at home, and a good situation for me to hopefully knock them out of the playoffs. So,
I believe you have a special guest perhaps on Saturday evening at Brayhead Arena as well.
Yeah, so my pops will be in town. He's getting in next day or so here and then staying through the weekend. So, you know, obviously he's a pretty busy guy with what he does for work and then travels around a lot. So it's a, you know, quick visit for him, but he wanted to come in and see a Guilford game if he could. He obviously saw me play at the Spectrum back in the day. And then the fact that it got switched to a playoff game is even cooler. So it'll be really, really exciting to have him in the stands for that.
Well, I look forward to meeting Papa Bolton on Saturday night, time permitting, but that will be nice. We've talked to some of the guys, and when you have family over, whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving or even in January, it's just such an important part of life playing abroad.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's awesome having them visit. Obviously, around the holidays, you know the family I come from, they're usually, my family's usually pretty busy staying back home, so I don't have a lot of visitors for Thanksgiving or Christmas, but, you know, they get out when they can, and then spending some time together is awesome. Obviously, you're gone for quite a while, so this will be the only time I see them throughout the whole season, so it's going to be fun, especially having them up in the stands.
It's going to be fantastic. It'll be a great occasion Saturday evening. Who was your favorite player growing up? We've done these Clanfidentials with a few of your teammates, and I've been kind of surprised by some of the answers, but your favorite player growing up?
Probably McQuaid on the Bruins. As you know, coming from South Boston, it's huge Pats, Bruins, Sox, Patriots fan, and you know, watching those guys and kind of trying to find someone who played a little bit like my style. It was just sort of a, you know, puck moving defensive guy with a big shot, and obviously, you know, everyone watched Chara, but you know, I can't, no matter how hard I work, I'm not going to be 6'9", so I used to love watching McQuaid play.
Adam McQuaid, good East Coast boy, and probably the coolest nickname, because I was there in 2011 when they won the Stanley Cup working for another broadcaster, and I believe his nickname was Darth Quater.
Yeah.
Fantastic, awesome. Fantastic nickname. So obviously we can surmise that your favorite team was the Boston Bruins growing up from where you grew up, but what was your favorite moment as a Bruins fan growing up?
So that 2011 Cup, I had just graduated from prep school. And my sister had just graduated from college. So my whole family did like a trip, like graduation trip. And we were on the West Coast. So I got to watch the games with my dad. Like we go out usually during the day and like play some tennis, get some exercise, and then go and sit at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon and watch a playoff game of the Bruins in 80 degree weather. It was awesome. And then we actually flew home just in time to watch the final game where they lifted the cup and Horton came back out after his concussion and lifted the cup. And like, that was, you know, that was an unbelievable moment sitting in the living room with the whole family watching the Bruins win it. It's the first time I had seen him do it. So it was really, really cool.
You and I share that memory because I grew up where I grew up is not far, but just north in Canada, across the border from where you grew up. And I remember that Boston Bruins Stanley Cup run for obvious reasons. I was working, but also I watched a lot of Bruins hockey growing up. I was a Neely and a Bork guy. So to see them win a Stanley Cup with Chara and Bergeron, it was special. The biggest influence on your career to date, Bolts?
Oh boy, that's tough. I mean, obviously my dad was an incredible hockey player growing up. He obviously, you know, didn't make it all the way through. He ended up blowing his knee out playing spring league softball with his buddies in Boston, which, you know, stinks. He was really good. So he was my coach for quite a long time through my career. And then obviously not only that, my whole family just bringing me to the rink all the time. Like, you know, I was obsessed with hockey since I was 5 years old. I constantly wanted to be at the rink. And, you know, another close family friend of ours, the Roberts family, Dan's father managed the rink that we used to skate at our local rink. So he used to come and open it up for me at 5:30 in the morning. And I'd skate before school, and then he'd come and let us stay late until, you know, we're there till 10:30 at night, messing around on the ice. So, you know, really just family and close friends that not only gave me access to the rink, but, you know, brought me there all the time before I could drive. And obviously, you know, my dad ran an organization and coached a bunch of my teams. So you know, there's plenty of guys that have had a good impact on my career from a coaching standpoint and a teammate standpoint, and you know, working with me on skills and things like that. But, you know, you never get there if your family's not supporting you. So
I have a lot of respect for you. You and I spent some time ahead of Christmas because there's something close to your heart with the Christmas appeal that we did for Erskine House and all that. And we had a lot of fun shopping for toys. It brought us back to our own childhood, I think. But the one thing I regret about that day is I had to run and you had to run after we did the shopping for the toy appeal. We didn't get to have lunch, so I owe you a lunch. But I'm just wondering, you and I did talk about food and our love of food. What's the pregame meal of choice for Jake Bolton before a hockey game?
So I usually do a chicken parm. I like to cook at home. Pretty much do anything with, like, you know, a lighter protein and pasta. I love cooking. I think the first thing I made for Harry, who I'm living with, was the chicken parm for pregame. He was a little nervous because he hadn't had my cooking yet, and it was a pregame meal. So luckily I got the stamp of approval, and now we'll do some meals together every once in a while. But yeah, I take a good amount of time in the kitchen getting ready and doing a little homemade chicken parm. So it's good.
Well, we'll catch up for that lunch, and I'd love to try that chicken parm. I'll have to ask Harry what he thought of it. I mean, that's a good duo, you and Ryan Harrison in one apartment.
Yeah, no, it's been really good. He might give you a different answer when I'm not around. We'll see. You'll have to let me know. But it's been great. You know, obviously, things around here. He actually has his parents in town right now, too, so he's been running around. He's out in Edinburgh today and, you know, checking out all the sites. So it'll be kind of cool to have our parents in town at the same time and let them hang out at the game. And, yeah, it's been going really well.
What's your favorite music on a game day? Your favorite music at all? Like, what's on the Spotify playlist for Jake Bolton?
Pretty exclusively a country guy. You know, anyone who knows me, especially anyone that's even met me here, knows that I spend a lot of time down in the South. I do a lot of firearm shooting competitively. And, obviously, you know, coming from a military family is something that I've done for a long time. And you know, where I grew up south of Boston wouldn't have been a lot of country music on, but I certainly adapted it with some of the hobbies and stuck with it pretty much ever since. So I'm a big TV show guy and a podcast guy. So I'm actually not someone who's got music on all the time, but if I'm putting something on, it's probably Morgan Wallen or Chris Stapleton or, you know, Luke Combs, many names, but.
Well, that's interesting because I was going to ask you what's on the Netflix. Like, what do you watch if you're stuck in the airport waiting for a Glasgow Clan flight, if you're on a long bus ride? What kind of movies and series are you binging right now?
You know, pretty much all the sort of like action dramas and then comedies I love throwing on. Like when you're in the middle of doing something else, you kind of just got TV on in the background or you're cooking and you got something on, usually The Office or Parks and Rec, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, all those kind of goofy comedy shows. And then, you know, if I'm watching something with Harry, we throw on a movie every now and again, crush a movie together. But those are usually like thriller, horror type movies that we try and check out at least once a week. But
what's your favorite city that you've ever visited? I mean, whether it's playing or as a tourist. I mean, in hockey, we're lucky we get to visit a lot of different cities for hockey. But is there a favorite city that stands out on your travels?
Wow, that's a great question. So I'm Belgian. My family's Belgian originally, and I hadn't been to Belgium all the way until about 2 summers ago now. So we went into went on a trip into Bruges. Well, we did couple different spots in Belgium. Bruges was a really cool city, sort of feel go back in time sort of place. Loved being in Paris when I was there with my mom when I was a kid, like 16. But probably Narvik, where I played actually, which is a place I did go for hockey. But that place just, like, I mean, it was all right up my alley. really cool spot for activities, like good to go cross country skiing and going out into the wilderness and watching the Northern Lights. But then they also had really good food. I'm a big seafood guy too. And obviously the fishing spots were right off the edge of the city where we lived. And then, you know, really cold and cool, like, views, but not super chilly because it's buried. So there's not a lot of wind there. I love that spot. So it wasn't exactly a vacation destination, but, certainly somewhere I want to go back to see.
It's also pretty cool. I witnessed the Northern Lights recently on a trip to Finland. It is something that you don't forget, isn't it? It's just magnificent.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was actually the best time that I had seen it, when you see them like dance, like they do in the movies and whatnot. My mom was in town. So I was actually with some family down, sitting down by the water. There's a couple of cool spots. There were a few guys on that team that were like chasers. Like they had all the apps on their phone and they knew when it was going to come and what the good spots were and stuff. So like one of the guys gave us a spot to go and we sat out for a couple hours. It's crazy.
Yeah, very, very cool. Look, the Purple Army loves the Bolt and Blast, right? Like your slap shots are quickly becoming part of folklore this season, but you're also a guy that plays the game the right way, plays physical. You can certainly bring that part of the game. Who's one of the toughest guys you've ever played against?
Played against? Oof. Well, I played against Dice in the Coast and Solzy. So obviously two guys on our own team that are pretty tough guys. But yeah, boy, when I was playing the ECHL, there were a bunch of guys that could really, you know, really get under your skin and have you notice that they're out there, you know, even as somebody who's not necessarily super worried about that kind of play. You know that they're on the ice and they can throw some hits. Even Kyle Haas was in Dundee. He was really tough on the Coast for a while. And Yannick Turcotte and Worcester, you know, there's a few names. Obviously, you know, I started my career 9 years ago now. So, you know, the game has gotten away from that a little bit. But the early days of my career, I mean, I played against Trevor Gillies when he was in South Carolina. And I was playing in Atlanta the first couple of years. He's terrifying. So there's certainly, I'd probably have to put Gillies at the top of the list, but there's probably about 10 guys that are real tough dudes and, you know, play the game the right way, play physical, but also just, you know, make their presence known and give their team some space on the ice and some freedom to play a little fancier. And, you know, it's fun to watch, but not great to play against.
It's interesting you say that because you're absolutely right. The game has changed since you started out in pro hockey 9 years ago. So from the toughest guy, who's maybe the most skillful or the best overall player you've ever faced or played with?
Oh, wow. Actually, probably my roommate. I don't know about most skilled. He's a goalie. But my roommate in Atlanta, my first professional roommate, actually, was Dan Vodar, who's now one of the, you know, trade-off goalies in Calgary. You know, he was somebody that they actually put me with him because I was a little older and I had been through college and he was an 18-year-old kid. And they wanted me to kind of show him the ropes of being a pro and, you know, doing the workout stuff and the eating stuff. And it ended up being the other way around. This kid was the most focused. I mean, I'd be sitting there after workout and stretch after practice and like, all right, Dan, let's go home, man. And he's there for another hour doing all his stuff and working really hard. And obviously worked his way through the system. That's something you'd love to see too. Guy going from the ECHL and then getting some good time in the AHL. And now he's an NHL regular. So, you know, plenty of forwards too that have been incredibly skilled and like fun guys to watch. Justin Danforth, who I played against in college at Sacred Heart and then played against in Cincy and the Coast. He had a KHL stint and an NHL stint for a while. So, you know, there's the cool part of this game and then playing in these leagues is, you know, there's a lot of guys that play in a lot of different leagues, but you're very connected. You know, I think you know almost one guy or at least one guy on most teams throughout all the leagues you've played in. So, there's, you know, there's multiple guys I can list, but those two certainly stick out.
It's interesting. You said Adam McQuaid earlier. His nickname was Darth Quader, and you mentioned Dan Vladar, probably the second best nickname, Darth Vladar. So a bit of a Star Wars theme. A bit of a Star Wars theme with Jake Bolton. Yeah. Who's the funniest guy in the Clan room right now? Who keeps things kind of light and makes you laugh the most? Because there's some characters in the Clan dressing room.
Murph, if you're gonna get me in trouble here, that's that's tough. I gotta pick a name, huh? The boys are goofballs in the room. You know, the team. Team really locks in on game day. And when you watch us play, you certainly wouldn't expect the locker room atmosphere that we have. But Solar and Redzi are always at each other, nitpicking and chirping each other about stuff all the time. Comzy and Harry are usually making a scene. And then Pelly's good to chime in with some stuff every once in a while. So, you know, probably put Solzy and Redzi up there pretty high. They like to stir the pot a bit when guys are getting into it and making it funny. But, no, that's tough. I don't know if I'm going to be able to say one name. I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, you look at there's, I think there's quite a bit of leadership in that room, and there's quite a bit of sense of humor. I think everyone in that room is a good person, and there's always a good buzz down by the dressing room. I know you're busy. I know your dad's en route, and you got to get ready for that big game on Saturday night. So just, I guess, a final question. We talk about your love of the Erskine House and that charity appeal, and you look at how important that was to you at Christmas. From a personal standpoint, though, on the ice, what are you looking forward to in the second half of the season, and certainly what do you hope to accomplish the rest of the way here this season?
You know, obviously this year, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster for us, just losing some guys to injury and just sort of shuffling our lines around, even though we've played well and had really good games. I think for me, especially, later in my career now, it's more something that I just want to see a little bit more consistency out of us with play. You know, we've been playing really good games, and as long as we keep that up, I think there's really good things to come, a chance of the Challenge Cup, a chance to win playoffs. We're a team that can beat anyone on any night. So as long as we're playing the way we can play and obviously for the guys to get healthy, you never want your teammates to be down, and we haven't really caught a great bounce with having everybody in the lineup. So, it'd be great to have everyone get a chance to be back on the ice and healthy. But, winning games, beating the big teams, it's something that we've shown we can do. Beating Belfast, beating Sheffield, beating Cardiff, winning those big games and, playing consistently, and obviously making a run at the Challenge Cup and Playoff Cup.
Well, Jake Bolton, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you on Clanfidential. To your goals off the ice with some of your charity work, to your goals on the ice, you're an absolute gentleman, and we're lucky to have you in purple. So thanks for taking the time, and enjoy the visit with your dad, and hopefully it's a win on Saturday night that he could celebrate against your old team, the Guildford Flames.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Murphy. I'll make sure we link up after the game.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.